should have probably put my phone inside of the thing. Hold on. Alright.
Oh, did you start recording without putting it in the mouth?
Yeah.
You are stupid.
I know. I had a cold shower today because our faucet was replaced and the warm setting only went to like halfway.
Oh. Oof.
So it was like kind of cold, kind of warm, and it was unbearable, dude.
Was it lukewarm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Essentially.
Anyway, welcome to the morning ride with Christopher. And Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
Yes. Okay, I was going somewhere with that, but I completely forgot where I was gonna go with it. So, quick announcement before we actually jump into the podcast, and I think it's actually going to link into today, what we were talking about today. We are actually now on, like, a bunch of podcasting sites, and Spotify and stuff. Like, Spotify.
Yeah.
And Spotify.
It was actually purely by accident. you know, since we're new to this whole, like, Anchor thing, Anchor kept telling me to publish everywhere, and I wasn't exactly sure what they meant, and it was just a big purple button.
And I just pressed it,
and it didn't give me any other pop-up, it just, like, I pressed it, and then your podcast is now being distributed to all major podcast platforms, and we were just immediately like,
oh.
We didn't plan for this.
Yeah.
So, I noticed that yesterday, we're on Spotify now.
We're on Spotify, guys.
Which is kind of crazy.
They did surgery on a grape.
We didn't do... But...
Don't worry about it.
I noticed yesterday that we had some new listeners. There was, like, a huge increase in the amount of listeners that we get.
Yeah, I know.
And,
which I'm cool with. I'm okay with it.
I mean, yeah, I guess. It's just that I feel like a lot of the things that we talked about in the earlier podcasts were all, like, mainly about our school life and shit like that.
Yeah, I know. So, speaking of which, I think we're going to be, two things, really. First off, what we're going to be talking about from here on out is going to be very generic, I guess, or, like, broader, more, like, looking at this spectrum of the whole world instead of our little town in Florida. And then our second thing is we're actually going to do a little bit of, like, announcements, introductions, and everything else about as far as who we are and, like, what we do today, I thought, at least. Was that the plan? Was that the plan today, or is that the plan tomorrow?
I guess we could do it today if we're getting new listeners, because it's on, like, so many podcasting platforms now.
Okay, yeah, we're doing it today. Welcome!
So, yeah, welcome all you new people. Essentially, we're two dudes in a car, hence the random rumbling noises that you can hear.
Yeah.
Right now, it is cold, at least for me.
It's 45 degrees out.
And, I mean, Tate's a reptile, so he doesn't get cold, but I do,
because
I've been living in Florida.
I told you! Only the government knows that! Jesus.
I know your plans. I know what you plan on doing to people. Enslave mankind and start industrial revolution again and cause communism.
Sure. Whatever you say, get up.
But, essentially, this is a little fun podcast that we decided to do. Because, like, why not?
Yeah, it was more or less just like a because reasons sort of thing. We're doing it because reasons. That's why.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like the idea really sparked from us just being like, yo, we kind of want the people who are in our car in the ride to school to listen to what we talk about. And then it just kind of spiraled into, oh, we're just going to make this public, and if anyone out there just want to listen, wants to listen in. I'm having speech problems.
So am I.
Anyone out there who just wants to listen in and kind of just see what we have to say and all that, then yeah, they can do that.
I'm just a giant speech problem in general.
Seems accurate.
Yeah, I didn't, like, intend for this to be all public, but I guess it is now, and I think I I think I am able to change the settings and, like, get us off, like, podcasting platforms, but I guess, like, there's no need to do that.
Yeah. Especially because, like, you know, I was gonna say something, but we're on Spotify.
So, yeah,
that means you can download our stuff and listen to it whenever you want. Yeah.
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 I just got, happy birthday, Scott, from someone on Discord. Wait, today's Scott's birthday?
Yeah, today, he's literally, like, born 5 hours after me.
Oh.
Yeah, yesterday was my birthday, and that's why we didn't do a podcast. Also, it was more or less because my throat was like, no. I'm not gonna let you talk today.
Dude, yesterday was, like, such a meme with that, like, cursed image that I accidentally made of myself.
You made... Chris basically made two cursed images. I don't know if the first one was on accident, but we're
the the first one wasn't on accident.
Okay,
I did that on purpose.
So he made two cursed images within a span of 6 hours, just kind of...
just being me.
Just being you. And it worked. It just works.
I wish I could show you guys, but, like... I mean, I could probably make one of the cursed images this podcast, like, icon.
Yeah, that's true. You could do that.
People would be like, what the hell is that?
Excuse me, what?
So yeah, did I already talk about how we do this?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, what do you mean, how we do this?
Alright, well, here we go.
Basically, we're in a car, we're on the ride to school... And we talk about random shit.
Yeah, because it takes us, like, 30 minutes to drive to school.
So it's about, like, average podcast length. We decided to do it, because why not?
Yeah.
That's basically all you need to know. I mean, unless I'm missing something, but I don't think I am. So, we're not missing anything.
Well, I mean, we point out really weird stuff that drivers around this town do.
Yeah, that too. So in case you hear, oh, whoa, what did he just do? It's probably just, like, some guy who... pulled off to the side of the road and just started shooting people.
Yeah, essentially. I mean, this is Florida, anyways. So,
it is,
like,
Florida. We have, besides, like, Texas, California, and some other southern states, we have some of the worst drivers here.
Yeah, and we have some of the weirdest people here as well. I mean, even though we live in a remotely, like, semi-normal area. Like, this is kind of like...
Yeah, at least it's not, like, right outside of FSU, where it's, like, crackheads left and right, and people hiding in abandoned gas stations.
Like, this entire place is just kind of, like, it's like its own society.
Yeah, it pretty much is. It pretty much functions like its own state, but it's, like, in Florida.
Yeah. You go, like, anywhere outside of this place, and you're immediately in a danger zone.
Yeah, pretty much.
So... Yeah.
Its own little bubble.
Even if we're in our own little bubble, we still have a lot of stupid people here.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. It's from people who come from the outside.
Yeah.
We need to deport them. We need to deport the outsiders. We need to build a wall around the city.
So, yeah. What else was I gonna say? Mainly, the things that we talk about mainly regard,
whatever imagination and product of our head. It's like, okay, let's do, like, literally, I'm pretty sure our topics either come from Chris just waking up and say, that's what I want to talk about today. Or, I actually don't know how this goes on, because I'm not, like, with him 24/7. We're not. He's like, oh yeah, I came up with a bunch of ideas, but I've never actually seen the list of ideas for what to talk about. He's like, oh yeah, I've got a ton of ideas, dude, it's gonna be great. I'm like, awesome, but, like, can I see it? And I've never seen it before.
I don't know, it's in my backpack, I don't know if I'm gonna take it out right now.
And then the second thing is, or he just, like, wakes up in the morning, and is like, yo, or texts me, like, late at night, like, we need to talk about this. I'm like, what? Is it, like, a meme or something like that? Is this, like, super important to society? No, I just want to talk about it.
Basically.
That's pretty much how our topics come up. Like, Or, you know what? Actually, I don't even think it's when he wakes up. I think my theory is that when Chris walks outside, he sees some random thing going on. He's like, squirrel. A squirrel has nuts. Nuts are also known as the male reproductive part, and pee is stored in the nuts. Therefore, I want to talk about pee today.
That's kind of like, that's actually kind of how my brain works. I'll look at things, and then I'll kind of like think about it a lot, and then I'm trying to come up with like my own theories and stuff, and then I want to talk about it. So, I'm a rather observant person.
Do girls pee because they don't have balls, so therefore, where is their pee stored?
No, dude, their pee is stored in the thighs. You ever wonder why their thighs are so big? I don't know.
Oh my god. There's a group of people on my rowing team who are, well, not a group of people, really just two people, that are like absolute rednecks, right? And I think they're both related somehow. And someone asked, well, how are you guys related? And then they both point to their eyes and slap their thighs and say, blue eyes and thunder thighs. I'm just like, yep. Those are rednecks for you. Dude, it's like, that, and then there's, I forgot what I was gonna say, okay, you know what, I think that we've actually closed off on talking about the podcast, so let's try to move on to a different topic now that we kind of got our introductions out of the way, you know?
Well, I mean, we didn't really introduce ourselves.
Oh, okay, I'm Tate, the idiot next to me is Chris, but I'm a bigger idiot, so I don't know, I don't really have a right to call him that, and introduction's done, let's move on. Okay, yeah. No. Seriously, what should I say? Do you want me to go like my favorite color and then like my favorite flavor of ice cream? Like, how are we gonna do this?
So you can say your name and then
okay.
You can.
So I can say my name. I'm physically allowed to say my name. All right, cool.
You can say the race that you are. You can say the sex that you are. You can say what's your favorite restaurant. And you can say your favorite color.
Okay, but that's all I can say. That's all I can say for the rest of my life.
Pretty much.
Solid. Wait, can't say that. Can't say that either. Hi, my name is Tate, also known as literally anything.
Slim Shady, huh?
Hi, my name is... What? My name is... Who? My name is... Slim Shady! yeah, my name is Tate. I forgot like half the stuff I'm actually supposed to say, so I'm just gonna kinda...
So you don't even know yourself?
Yeah. Oh. No, I just forgot.
You just forgot who you are as a person.
I just forgot. Oh, right, race. I don't know.
Race, I don't know.
I just get called the Indian because...
The Indian?
Indian because, I know a little bit of my family is American Indian, I think.
You think?
I think. That's a big I think. I don't know.
I think tank?
Yeah, sure. Groupthink, yes.
Think.
I am a...
Purple drink.
I am a male person, a.k.a. the sign that has the little arrow on it and points to the top left, right, points to the top right.
Hey, don't play the gender cards incorrectly, they'll yell at you.
Yeah, I know, right? The libtards are out there, guys! We gotta go get them! Also, I'm very conservative.
Yeah, considering the fact that we live in Florida, we live in a very conservative area.
Yeah, we live in a very conservative area of Florida.
Expect us to speak very conservatively.
If you're a fucking Democrat and you get triggered by this, just leave. We don't want you here. Actually, it's cool. If you want to listen to us, then you're a Democrat. Yeah, I'll accept you. I don't know about Chris.
A lot of things that we talk about aren't very political, so if you guys...
I don't think we've ever had a political talk.
Yeah, literally.
On this podcast. Maybe we should have one. And then just trigger everyone.
I feel like we're going to say a lot of incorrect things and then make everyone mad.
That's definitely possible. We even make other conservatives mad.
Yeah.
So, what else was I supposed to say about myself? I got race, gender, my name.
What are you doing academically?
school.
Really?
Yeah, really. I am a senior in high school.
Shit, I thought you were a freshman.
Oh, wow. I thought we knew each other better than that.
I thought you knew that I was an android.
Get out of my car! Oh, I think you said something about restaurant. Did you?
It's just a random... Yeah, sure.
Okay. Should I, like... I don't know. I like food. I don't really have a favorite restaurant. As long as it's got food and the food is at least decent, then I'll probably eat there. I don't know. I do most of my cooking by myself at home, crying.
On the kitchen floor?
Pretty much.
Just crawl up into a, like, a hush puppy, and then just...
Yeah, it's crawl up into a little ball and just say, I'm dead.
And then just say, I
have crippling depression.
Your mom walks to the kitchen, Tate, you're alright, and then she just walks away, and you're just sitting there crying on the floor.
That's something I can see my mom doing. Or she just look at me and be like, and just turn around and walk away. Alright, your turn, Christopher.
So, my name is not Christopher.
It is definitely Christopher. Call him that exclusively.
You can guys call me Christopher.
You can guys call me Christopher.
My name is Chris.
Chris Brown! No, not Chris Brown.
I tend to be very illiterate. Even though I am not.
Hey, I actually am illiterate. Because I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, you have dyslexia. I don't. But even yet,
I don't think that's a form of illiteracy, though. I think that's just because I'm stupid.
I speak illiteracy.
You speak illiteracy.
Essentially.
I wonder if there's, like, a speaking illiteracy disorder. Because I'm pretty sure every human has it.
I'm pretty sure.
I think it's just called being called human. Like, that's just it.
Yeah. But I tend to express it more than others.
Yeah, it's just stronger. Being human is just stronger in others than, you know... others.
Maybe that proves that we're real.
Yeah, I told you I'm not a reptile. Jesus.
So, I am...
Government, we're safe.
I'm also a high school senior.
Really? That's so cool. And, so am I.
And we're both high school seniors, and our brothers are high school seniors, and our sisters are high school.
I don't have a brother.
I have a brother-in-law, but he's out of high school. He's beyond high school.
I would hope so.
Our uncles are high schoolers. No.
Whoa! This is not Alabama or West Virginia. Calm yourself.
Welcome to Alabama. Let's not go there.
I was about to say.
I don't even know what to say. I guess.
Talk about your favorite restaurant. Also, what race and gender are you?
I am a Scandinavian race.
Wow. That's fancy.
Northern, Eastern Europe, Estonia.
That's real fancy, man.
It's real fancy.
Dude, that's the fanciest.
Apparently, Victor told me that. And one of his friends found a Tinder date in Estonia, and he told me, and I was like, okay, alright, I don't know how your friend managed to do that, but alright,
okay,
dude, Estonian girls, like, if you try to, like, look at them in the eyes, you're in a world of hurt, don't worry about it.
That was an interesting comment. Continue.
What else do I say about myself?
You haven't not said your race, ma'am.
I am Caucasian.
No, not your race. Sorry, gender, ma'am.
I am a tree. No, I'm a salamander. I'm a salamander, because I made that gay salamander in pottery. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, go back to our previous podcast where I talk about my gay salamander that I hate so much that I'm going to plan on burning.
That does not sound good. Just stop talking about your gay salamander, because that is just painting a different picture for some people,
I'm going to burn it, and I'm going to record a video of it and probably post it on YouTube. You guys can check it out there, and you guys can probably see what the gay salamander looks like. It's not a real salamander. It's a paper mache project that I had to do, and it sucks. Anyways.
Just think about the words gay salamander for a second, and what could that possibly mean?
No, I didn't put genitalia on it.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about as relational to you.
I am homo sapiens sexual.
Never mind. We're gonna move on because I don't think you get it. What's your favorite restaurant? Is it Chick-fil-A?
No. It would be a restaurant that like no one on this podcast would know.
Is it Chick-fil-A?
No, everyone knows what Chick-fil-A is.
You know that
Sierra Grill?
Sierra Grill? Yeah, I know what that is.
That is my favorite place, but that's like a local restaurant.
Yeah, that is a local restaurant. So, isn't it like, it's just Mexican, right?
Is it Mexican?
It's like
Southwestern food?
I don't know.
So it's not specifically Mexican.
I don't know. I've only been there once and it wasn't very memorable.
I go there like a lot.
I went there once with one of our friends, and I just got, like, the smallest thing possible because I was poor. I was like, yep, this is okay. This is fine. so that was my experience at Sierra Grill, so I was like, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, and I am of the Russian speaking...
Russian speaking. I am of the weeb speaking.
Yeah, he's a weeaboo.
Yes.
I'm essentially the communist of our friend group because everyone calls me a commie.
Well,
considering that.
Hold on, you're Russian. You speak Russian. You also look Russian. Therefore, you are a communist.
Yeah.
Because America.
America, land of the free,
and the home of the
furries.
Yes. Home of the safe states.
So yeah, if you guys hear me speaking Russian or being Russian in any way, just don't freak out. It's just it is just my inner communist coming out, and I have to sometimes I like to do this persona that I have because, you know, why not? And it's very fun. My friend Tate here is like, he is like a bird. That's it. Why do you look like a Persian? You look like a Persian. A pagan. Ew.
I don't know, man. This whole entire day, I've literally just...
It's only like the morning. What do you mean this whole entire day? It's been like 2 hours yet so far.
It's been a long day. I used to always, whenever I walked into fourth period for sophomore year, it was like around 12 o'clock, and everyone was like, wow, okay, everyone was like talking to me and said, Tate, you look really tired. I'm like, I know, it's been a really long day. And they'd say, Tate, the day isn't over yet. And I'm like, I know, that's the point, dipshit.
Yeah, we also record these podcasts at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so we're all dead. And
so this is essentially how energetic we are for the day.
That's not true, actually. I think I get better towards the end of the day.
By 7th period, you're like dead.
You see,
no, by 4th period, no, not 4th, 5th period, you're dead. Like, in MCR, you're just like, you don't want to do anything.
Yeah, but that's because, like, I know I have to conserve energy for whatever I have to do after school. Because my non-curricular life is very, very busy.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, Tate is a rowing champion.
I'm not a rowing champion.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Accept it.
I'm a water polo champion. I went to the Junior Olympics for that.
He's a Rollo Polioli.
Does anyone remember that show from like forever ago? Rolly Polioli.
Rolly Poli.
It was like a really old kid show.
Well, if it's a really old kid show, then no, I don't know that.
It was like when I was a baby.
When I was a baby, I was watching Clifford the Dog and Bob the Builder. We can do it.
Dude, I promise you, Rolly Polioli is, like, something you probably watch. You just don't remember what it is. Maybe. It's like the people... It's like the box people.
The box people.
The box people and the circle people. Yes. Hit it on the head. Damn, got me.
Ew.
Yes.
We also make very disgusting noises on this podcast, so...
Oh, that's mainly Chris. I'm just... really not having it today.
Yeah, essentially, I make a lot of disgusting noises. So,
my horoscope said that my day was going to be very random and sporadic. I said, let's prepare for the worst.
I hate it when people look at that stuff. It just doesn't...
Okay, no. See, the thing is, I like astrology. I halfway believe in it, you know? The only reason I say halfway believe is because I think that the star signs and all that stuff say a lot about you as a person, and they always happen to be true and very, like, specific to your, person. But the thing is, as far as, like, horoscopes go and stuff, I'm like, this doesn't really apply to anything. Like, my horoscope said, when I was, like, actually reading horoscopes, my horoscope said for a certain day, you'll find a day that you will grow up and mature very much, and then at the end of the day, I'm just sitting on my bed playing Pokemon, and I'm, like, 17 years old. I'm like, yep, grew and matured a lot today, yep. As I'm sitting there playing freaking Pokemon on my bed, just literally halfway, like, this close to chucking my DS across the room because my game won't load. Yeah, real mature kids, real mature.
Those horoscopes just give you a false sense of security.
Pretty much.
And, like, it's...
Sleep upside down today. Put your head on the mattress and your feet up in the air, and you will have a great day tomorrow.
I think they just kind of base it off, like, what they're, the staff of, like, the people who make those, like, the people around them, who what they do, they just, like, write those down, and they're like, all right, this is what other people are going to do.
Yeah. Sleep upside down today. Sleep with no clothes on.
Did you know?
Sleep with three layers of clothes on.
If you sleep upside down, then all the blood flows to your head and makes you smarter.
That's how they make Asian people. Okay.
You want to grow a big brain? You sleep upside down. The blood flows to your head and it comes out of your ears. You clean out your head. Your blood becomes blue, and then you die. Wait, that is how you become smarter.
I did not follow any of that at all.
You see, my brothers, they were at the Chernobyl accident, and they slept upside down inside the facility, and then their brains grew big. And this was during the meltdown, so they knew what was going on while they were sleeping. And then they got out, and then they died. Alright, I don't know what I'm saying.
Okay. Alright. I'm not gonna question anything anymore. This is just...
Yeah, I'm essentially this random all the time.
Pretty much. That seems... Oh, can we talk about the blood drive sign that's right in front of our school? It looks really sketchy.
What?
Did you not see that?
No, there's a car in front of us.
Oh, I can see it. Anyway, but there is basically a blood drive. It said, like, blood drive in some font, but... And it said, like, blood on top of the... And then it's a drive on the bottom. But it was aligned in a way where the O was... Like, one of the O's in blood was between the R and the I. And there's just liquid dripping from the O that was supposed to resemble blood. I'm like, I don't know if this looks more or less like a murder mystery or, like, what's going on here. Because that was really sketch.
So, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
We, like, straight off the topic, like, so much. I don't know if everyone got the full introduction of who we are, but...
Yeah.
Essentially, we're two, like, weird teenagers that go to high school and then make a podcast in the morning because we have nothing better to do. And this is a good, funny idea, and we've been fun, yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's about all you need to know about us. I know today's podcast was a little bit messier and less organized than our typical ones, so... If you like our podcast and just thought it wasn't as organized today, I do encourage you to check out our other videos when we're not just kind of...
Videos.
Videos. Wow. 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 Sorry.
We could start making videos with these podcasts.
I would rather not. I do not have the time for that. Unless you're going to, like, outsource an animator.
Who would want to animate a podcast for 30 minutes?
They're getting paid to do it, because hence the name, hence outsourcing.
We would have to pay like a lot of money to do that. Anyways, cool. Nice job on that parking.
Thank you. So yeah, like I said, our podcasts are typically pretty neat, organized to generally to the point. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed our silliness today.
Sometimes we play random games as well.
Oh yeah, like our second podcast, we actually did $1 million, but so if you guys want to check that out, that was actually kind of funny.
But our humor is like very morbid. So if you don't like dark humor, then I'm sorry. But
if you're very easily triggered, then don't listen to us.
Yeah, I've specified in the description that we have explicit
viewer destruction content. Advised. All right.
Yeah, viewer destruction advised.
Viewer destruction advised. Oh no. We'll but figure yeah. it out. Thank you guys for listening, and this is Cringe Daddy 69 signing out.
We'll figure it out.